broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. It's cart path only on many of the Maui and Hawaii Island golf courses, and maybe even some on Oahu. I just haven't been in touch with all of them. And Kauai's doing pretty good. Let me run through this. I know it's been all about the weather lately. Flash flood watch through this afternoon, and that's for Kauai, Oahu, Maui, Molokai, and Lanai. And there's a high surf advisory for the east-facing shores of Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and Maui. So we're going to have rain and isolated thunderstorms possible. That's mainly windward and Mauka. Scattered showers, numerous showers, isolated thunderstorms possible, locally heavy rainfall possible. In other words, expect just about anything. And the winds are southeasterlies, 10 to 20 miles per hour. So that's why it feels kind of muggy, I think, outside tonight. The wind's going to pick up a little bit and trades will be back 10 to 20. So for Hawaii Island, there was a flash flood warning until 7 o'clock this morning, which was just a minute ago. I'm not sure if it's been downgraded to a flash flood watch. Got a high surf advisory for east-facing shores. Winter storm warning until 6 p.m. this evening for the Big Island summits. And showers and isolated thunderstorms, locally heavy rainfall, high 80 degrees, southeasterlies 10 to 20. And tonight, breezy because the trades will be back there as well, 15 to 20 miles per hour. I just try to stay dry. I know we all want to play a round of golf, and there's something really cool. When it just rains a little, when you're on the golf course in nature, feels kind of, I don't know, maybe I'm, well, you know, we're all ducks when we're on the golf course. Volcano on the Big Island, 57 degrees, cart path only for both Makalei and Volcano Golf Club. I have their tee times, 836 for Volcano, 910, 1028, and Makalei, 840 and 930. Both of those golf courses are upcountry, so it's been draining probably pretty good, and it's still cart path only. Puka da Cooler, they're out at Poipu. There's an 1120 and an 1140 if you'd like to get out. Turtle Bay has an 848, 926, 1032. Raho Hawaiian Country Club has a 1036. Eva Beach has an 850. Makaha East is sold out. They're doing really good in the last year. It's really great. On Maui, of course, cart path only at Wailea. Gold Course has an 1130, Emerald 910, Blue Course 850, and a 920. All right. So, got a great lineup for you today. Ron Syrak joins us, Golf Channel contributor, and Dr. Kiran Kanwar, PhD, biomechanics and anatomy, LPGA master instructor, should be with us. Karen Palacios Jensen, creator of Cardio Golf. Of course, she works on not just our game, but our body, so you can work out for your game and your body same time. Love that. And Bob Herrig, senior writer, Sports Illustrated's golf column, Morning Read. He's author of Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry, with us after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: MD Restoration, Water Flood, Broken Pipe Cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. SciPac Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And thank you very much. LET Tour, Aramco, Saudi Ladies International, they're playing on the Royal Greens Country Club. Champions Tour is playing the Chubb Classic, Tiburon, the Black Horse. DP World Tour, Thailand Classic, Amara Spring Country Club in Bangkok, Thailand. PGA Tour is at the Genesis Invitational Riviera Country Club, RIV, in Pacific Palisades. And also there in Pacific Palisades, doesn't that just conjure up all kinds of wonderful images, the cliffs, the ocean, the golf course. Bob Herrig, senior writer, Sports Illustrated. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. What's it? Give us an idea. What's the mood? I read something just a minute ago that because they wanted the spectators and everybody to be very comfy, all the tickets are sold out for this weekend. They're not selling any more tickets.
Yeah, that's right. You can't buy them at the gate, which apparently is that's pretty unusual. That they've usually always been available here, which, you know, I think it says something about the field, and certainly Tiger playing has something to do with it. Tiger made the cut on the number. It was kind of touch and go all day yesterday of whether or not he was going to, but he'll be teeing off in a little over an hour, and obviously a lot of interest in to see how he holds up. But Max Homa's up there again, John Rahm. You know, we got some names up there that have been playing some great golf all year, and they're going to battle it out one more time, it looks like.
So this is an elevated event. Can you kind of give us the lowdown on the elevated event?
Yeah, well, you know, the tour went to this system this year where they decided to bump up the purses of, they're actually calling them designated events.
Oh, excuse me.
But elevated works. and Tiger's tournament was already considered elevated. The invitationals, the Arnold Palmer in a few weeks, the Memorial, Jack Nicklaus's tournament, were all a little bit of a notch above the rest anyway, with increased purses and more FedEx points. And now what they decided to do, they were going to have 8 of these. They increased it to 12. You throw in the 4 majors and the Players' Championship, now you're up to 17. And then 3 more that the players are supposed to pick on their own. So they've got 20 tournaments this year, starting with the Century in Hawaii. That one was a $15 million purse. All the others are $20 million, except the Players, which is $25. And if you were in the PIP, the Player Impact Program, there's 23 guys this year, but it's going to normally be 20. If you were able to partake in that bonus, in order to get the remaining 3/4 of it, you have to compete in at least 19 of these 20 events. That's one of the items in the fine print. So that's how they are getting the top players in the world together more often. And we had it last week in Phoenix. We have it this week. We're having it at the Arnold Palmer and the Players. And, you know, so far so good. I think it's working. I think it's a good idea. You know, one of the big faults in golf was that the talent was too spread out across the year. There's too many tournaments you can't expect guys to play 35 times.
Exactly. Yes.
So obviously there's going to be some events that suffer. That's still going to be the case. There will still be some events that won't be as good, but I think we're going to have more that will be really good because of this.
Yeah, you know, I can just hear a lot of people driving, you know, or at home or listening, you know, going, why not? I work 52 weeks out of the year. Oh, okay, I got a couple of weeks off. So
right.
They play golf 3 to 5 times. But it's taxing, isn't it? All the travel. You travel all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I get that. I think it's kind of funny when they talk about wanting to only play 15 or 18 times, you know, but, you know, 25 times out of, you know, that's half the year. Okay.
Yeah.
The problem is that, you know, they all have other, you know, and this is where the tour probably needed to step up. If you don't want those guys to complain about, well, you know, I've got this endorsement thing I have to do, or I'm going to play in Europe, well, then make it more lucrative for them to play actual play golf tournaments. And that's what they've tried to do. But, you know, yeah, there's travel. These guys need time off. They don't hit each other, but it is a physical sport in terms of wear and tear, you know, back injuries, elbow, shoulder, feet, ankles, all those things. You got to give yourself a break once in a while. And it's a game that you have to work at, too. You need to practice and, you know, so I get that they want to take time off and be fresh and everything. And other sports have long stretches off. Golf really doesn't. And that's one of the things that this new schedule is going to attempt to do. In theory, it's going to end in August. The guys who play in the fall are the ones that are sort of fighting to keep their card. And then the new season will begin in January on Maui. And if you're a Rory or a Justin Thomas or a Jordan Spieth and you made it to the Tour Championship or even just to the FedEx playoffs, you have no reason to play again if you don't want to until January. You've got, you know, obviously there'll be a Ryder Cup or a President's Cup in there, but basically you're going to have 3 full months off if you want it. And I think that's going to help. I think we need to miss golf a little bit as fans, as consumers. I think you need it to go away for a little while to then appreciate it. Other sports do that. You know, we count down to pitchers and catchers reporting in baseball and when mini camps start in football. And in golf, it just always kind of keeps going. And commercially, I don't think that's been good. So we'll see. Well, I think this is a good start to try and see if that can help.
Yeah, totally agree. Completely agree. Did we lose another PGA Tour member to live just this weekend or this past week?
Well, yeah. Well, Thomas Peters actually wasn't on the PGA Tour. At least he wasn't this year. He has been in the past. He was playing exclusively in Europe or on the DP World Tour. He played in Dubai a few weeks ago and finished sixth, actually, the tournament that Rory won. And this one came as a bit of a surprise to me. But it kind of came out here this morning, overnight, that he was going to be joining LIV for their first event next week. It must have been a last-minute thing because, you know, he had wanted to play here at Riviera this week. He didn't get a sponsor's invite. His world ranking of 34 didn't get him in because they don't use the world rankings for this event. And so that suggested to me that, you know, he wasn't heading to LIV and something changed over the weekend.
Yeah.
So they've got a few more guys to announce on Monday to fill out their 48 players. You know, they've had some openings all off season that a few names have leaked out already. Mito Pereira, Sebastian Munoz, they've come out, they're playing. You know, I think the big thing is they haven't really signed a big needle mover. You know, they've not signed anybody who's like a wow player. Peters is a very good player, and getting a guy who's ranked 34th in the world certainly doesn't hurt. But it's not, you know, one of the, you know, marquee names.
Right.
So they're gonna start out now pretty soon and we're going to see if the golf alone and no drama sustains them.
Well, it will be interesting because, I mean, they had Brooks Koepka, you know, of course he was injured already and dealing with a lot of problems with his body when they got him. But he was a big name and, you know, some of these guys have just like fallen off the cliff. We don't talk about them anymore. I find it kind of tragic. Tiger Woods, so relaxed in the Pro-Am, so good in the first round. I mean, 3 birdies, last 3 holes, right? And then day two, I think it was it 4 bogeys in the last 3 holes? No, it couldn't be.
Yeah.
It was hard. Is it the length of time? The first day, you're just out there. The second day, it's good, you're ramped up, you've got the energy flowing, you're feeling the competition, and then the third day your body's going, hey, okay, wait a minute. What has he talked about that in his interviews?
Well, on Thursday, after he did finish with 3 straight birdies, you know, that was a great sign, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
He finished strong because that's the one thing he's not really been able to do. You know, as the round wears on, it gets harder. You can tell he's a little bit more labored. And if his leg or his ankle is hurting him more, you know, we all know that if you've got injuries, you compensate. And so that affects your golf swing. So he got through it the first day, but yesterday he did not. I'm not sure if it was the ankle or just his game was off. I mean, early in his round, he missed several makeable birdie putts. He really did not putt well. Talked about that after. And he put the pressure on himself because he wasn't making those putts, you're just not going to par every hole. And, you know, he paid for it there coming in. Bogeyed three of the last four, you know, came up short on the last green. You know, so I felt like, his, you know, his, he just lost a little something there. And it's very possible he was getting tired. You know, he talked about his endurance. So that's why I thought making the cut was important. You know, Tiger, at this point, it's like if you can't get in the competition reps, what's the point? You know, I mean, to just have played only two rounds here, I don't think would have been of much benefit.
Mm-mm.
So now he gets two more. Today will be big. How is he able to push through?
Yes.
I really think the test these next 2 days is more physical than it is about what he shoots. You know, if he's hitting good shots at the end, if he appears to be getting through the rounds okay without favoring his leg so much. And look, we were looking at him, we're watching him. The limp is there. It's not going away. He's not going to walk perfectly. But is it, you know, more pronounced as he goes? I think that's what we're looking for. Also, I think we'd like to see him putt and chip a little bit better, you know, get the short game better. I'm not so sure the scoring matters so much right now. You know, he made the cut on the number. He's not going to win the tournament. But I think a couple of good days health-wise would be a great sign for him going forward. And then we see if he adds a tournament before the Masters or not.
Yeah, exactly. And what I was thinking that when you said, you know, it was important for him to make the cut, I think it was important for him to be able to do something after a bad round. Nothing worse than, you know, having a great round and a bad round and then not being able to come back and see if you could just pull it all together again, you know, figure out what it was. I'm sure he was trying to figure it out and then put it into action. And the short game, you think about it as being something that's not quite that difficult. I mean, his swing speed is what, 180? He's got some.
Yeah, listen, Tiger gets it out there. I mean, on Thursday, he outdrove Rory four times. And Rory's one of the longest hitters in the game. You know, Tiger's, what's interesting is, to me, I think, the easier shots, at least what we think of as easier, putting, chipping, are harder for him. The long shots are easier. Like yesterday, he missed a green from 80 yards. He knocked one stiff from 170. You know, and I wonder if that has to do with his inability to put in a lot of time practicing the short shots, because we forget he's also got a back issue. Mm-mm. And bending over at the waist for hitting wedges and chips and putts.
Killer.
You know, there's only so much of that he can do. It gets sore. He gets taut, you know, his back starts to bother him. When he's more upright, I think that is not as painful for him. So I think he's worked really hard on his swing and his long game. You know, he's hit a lot of good shots. He hit a lot of good drives. He hasn't hit a lot of fairways, but come on, the guy hasn't played in 7 months. not in competition. So. I think, you know, we scrutinize him to death, and I think overall it's really good.
Yeah.
So, you know, now it just would be nice if he could get some health.
Now, one of the things that, you know, kind of controversial, and I'm not talking about the, you know, latest gate. I'm going to get to that. 17 players didn't finish their round yesterday. What happened?
Well, you know, they daylight a large field. They actually went beyond the 120.
Oh,
I believe it was 138 or 9 when they ended up. And you know, a hard golf course with fast greens and slow play. They didn't finish on Thursday either.
Got it.
So you know. This is an issue in the game, but the bottom line is on Thursdays and Fridays on the PGA Tour, it takes 5 hours. You know, you're just even if they're moving along pretty quick, when they make the turn, you're going to run into a backup for the guys you teed off on the back, because there's just more groups than you can really handle. I mean, if they really want to address slow play, you have to have smaller fields. And that's just not going to happen a majority of the time, you know. They want to get playing opportunities. So I think they're willing to put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And That doesn't mean they can't move a little faster, but there's like three holes at Riviera where you have to wait. Like the 10th hole's drivable, 17, the par five that you can go for in two. So there's also some places where it's just obvious that you're going to wait, and that doesn't help either.
Right, and I think this has gone on for years. You know, this particular golf course, it's just, that is what it is. It wasn't designed for a PGA Tour tournament. It's a private country club. Good luck getting in, you know?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is Bob Herrig. I'm speaking with a senior golf writer, Sports Illustrated. He wrote a book. It's called Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. And it's about all their duels, their squabbles, maybe their softening at one point toward one another. And Phil got real quiet. And then he's kind of resurfaced. He's speaking again in the media. At least he was. He kind of went away again. What's up with Phil?
Yeah, Phil. I actually talked to him a few weeks ago before he went to play in the Saudi event. And, you know, he's all in on LIV. You know, he's getting a little bit more feisty again. You see him coming out of his shell about on social media a little bit more. You know, he's talking like he's lost a lot of weight. He tried to get in shape. He feels like he can make a run at a couple more majors. It's going to be interesting. You know, Phil had a rough year last year. He sat out for 4 months, really did very little on the golf course, saw his reputation take a hit, got a lot of criticism. The game's kind of fractured right now. You've got one of your most popular players of all time playing with LIV Golf, which, you know, in a lot of places is not very well liked. And it's, it's caused him some grief. Of course, he was compensated quite well for it. So we'll see, how this works out for him. It'd be interesting to in a few years' time to see how his legacy has been impacted by all of this.
Yeah, this is probably one of the most fascinating times in golf since Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus decide to, you know, create a professional tour in the PGA Tour. Okay, this is the latest gate, and it's called Tampon Gate. And I can't believe how much is being made of this, although it was pretty juvenile. And, when you grow up as a female... you just get used to this sort of thing. It's no big deal. It's the boys being boys, and, you know, don't pay any attention to them. The less you pay attention to them, the less they'll do it. So what did Tiger do?
Well, listen, you know, I'm with you on, I think there's been probably too much made of this. And I don't mean to dismiss it at all. It is boys being boys. It's just that Tiger can't do that in public. He just can't. You can't. He's the host of this tournament. His foundation benefits a bunch of kids. You know, you said juvenile. That's probably the best description. It's, you know, high school humor. He outdrove JT, and they're buddies, and they like to kid each other. And Tiger gets a big kick out of hitting it past him. You know, so what? He's got a tampon in his golf bag, and he hands it to him, insinuating what that insinuates, you know. And that's where, you know, people are upset. I understand, you know, you're insinuating weakness. Mm-hmm. You're insinuating, you know, you're a woman. I can hit it by you.
Right.
Look, they had a chuckle about it, whatever. I mean, I guess the way I would say it is, yes, there's been too much made of it. This is what happens in a social media world. It was caught on camera. You could clearly see what it was. But let's be honest, it was just dumb. I mean, if he wanted to do that in the locker room.
Yes.
If he wanted to whisper it in his ear.
Yes.
You know, if he wanted to do that when they're back home, okay, you know. But to do it where, you know, and Tiger, of course, knows how knows better than anybody how much he is scrutinized, you know, and so. He did what he had to do. He apologized, you know, and I know there's been some things written that have been pretty critical of him. It was just not a very smart thing to do is the best way to put it.
Yep. It was dumb. It was so dumb. God. Oh, well, you know, next, that's Tiger. You know, it's like, yeah. Oh, I just, and grow up.
Look, I've been around Tiger plenty of times over the years. And, you know, when he's comfortable and he's around people that he's comfortable with, you know, there's some things said that you wouldn't say. You know, there's some profanity, there's some off-color jokes possibly, there's, you know, and that's just guys being guys, and you know, you accept it. There's probably a little bit of a maturity issue when it comes to Tiger on that for a guy his age. But, you know, okay, it's fine, no big deal. Like, certainly I've not been offended by anything he's ever said like that. It's all meant in fun, but it's also been private.
Yeah.
You know, like, to do it out in front like that, you know. I get it. You know, it just wasn't a wise thing to do, especially at his own tournament, you know, where he's the host. It's just a bad look.
What can you say, you know? And he's the father of a daughter, you know? I mean, what's wrong with you, Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
You're a child. Anyway, Bob Herrig, thank you so much for taking us right through everything that's going on in the world of the PGA Tour and then some. Bob Herrig is senior golf writer, Sports Illustrated. He's author of Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry, a member of the Golf Writers Association of America. And I'm so glad to have had a chance to talk to you again. It's been months. Happy New
yep.
Year.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Thank you, Bob. Aloha.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, we're going to come back. Karen Palacios Jensen is going to be with us after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore. Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle. What do you get for the person that has everything? We're proud to announce Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show logoed merchandise store is open. Just click the green button on our RadioGolfClub.com website to find an outstanding selection of golf club logoed items. Make an impact on the golf course with our range of clothing and accessories that ensure a smile with every package. Explore all golf styles, from shirts, pants to jackets, and hats in your size and color. Visit Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club merchandise store today at RadioGolfClub.com. Fun at your fingertips with style.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Karen Palacios Jensen, cardiogolf.com. And cardio golf is something she created, and she has the best credentials, master LPGA professional, NASM, certified personal trainer. Karen Palacios Jensen developed a system of working out to help golfers all levels improve your golf swing and your fitness at the same time. So you can use the slope and the shorty club And she takes you through a collection of exercises and drills to improve your game and get a great workout at the same time. And you can do it all indoors, you know, or outdoors. A lot of fun. And Karen Palacios Jensen, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. You're also an LPGA master professional. You have done so much. Did you ever want to actually play competitively?
You know, that's a really good question. Yes, of course I wanted to play. So I grew up in Chicago playing golf. And if you know the weather in Chicago, we had a limited season. So I got pretty good at golf, and I got a golf scholarship to play golf in college at Stetson University in Florida. So I went to Florida. And I'll tell you, I wasn't quite as competitive as some of the girls that grew up playing golf year round. So I did play a few LPGA events. I qualified as an amateur. I played, it used to be called the Futures Tour, then the Symetra Tour.
Yes.
I played for a few years on that. But when I was in college, I took lessons from David Ledbetter. He was just an up-and-coming pro at the time. And so I pretty much have been teaching since I've gotten out of college. I went right into teaching. So I did try to play, but I think my calling was more for teaching than competitive golf. So I have a little background in competitive golf, but I've been teaching most of my career.
That really helps, though, because if you understand the competitive nature, you've been there, you can understand the nerves, all the adrenaline, because even if you're not competing with someone, against someone, inside of us, there's all of that expectation to do your best on the golf course, and people are watching, and it doesn't...
Right. You know, and competitive golf is so much different. A lot of people tell me, they're like, oh, I'm great on the driving range, and then I get out to the golf course. Well, even if you're not in the competition, just the environment is different, because now we're aiming at like an actual thing. Instead, on the driving range, yes, it's easy to get into a groove and you're hitting one shot after the other and it looks like they're going great, but are they really going towards your target? When you get on the golf course, there's more feedback. So it doesn't seem like we're playing as well. So it's totally different. Plus, we all put pressure on ourselves, whether we think we do or not, and that changes the tension in our body, which can change the swing when you're on that driving range. Oh, you know, free flowing, a little bit of tension when you have to get it over the water or you're betting a $5 Nassau or something. It's different, completely different.
I love the fact that what you've done is you've created an opportunity for people who don't need to go to the driving range. They don't have to. They can still practice. You don't even really need a set of clubs to practice your swing. Tell us how you created this cardio golf.
Yeah, that's a great question. So cardio golf is a golf fitness program. So we all know we need to exercise for better golf. So if you're a golfer, why not work on your golf swing at the same time? So that's how the program kind of evolved. But really what happened was I used to teach at the Jim McLean Golf School in Doral in Miami. People would come in February from up north, Michigan, Chicago, New York, then they would take the lessons and then go back home and not actually touch a club until like June. So a guy asked me, what can I do to keep my game up for the winter? So I developed a little video program for him and he followed along. And after a couple of weeks, he's like, this is so great, but I'm not allowed to do this in the house anymore because he broke the chandelier. He was swinging a full club in the house and he broke the chandelier. So I came up with the idea of cutting the club down to making it half of what it is so you can still swing inside and not hit the ceilings or the walls. So that's sort of how my cardio golf developed. And then after a few years, I developed my Slope, which is a fitness platform where we do our cardio exercises. But it's sloped like a fairway, so you can rehearse the uphill and downhill lies. You know, Danielle, like the ones that you have on the golf course, but there's nowhere ever to practice them because driving ranges are completely flat.
Yes.
So this is sort of how my program has evolved. And to your point, like you don't need to go to the driving range or to the golf course. practicing the motion in your house is just as valuable. Getting into those positions that your pro's been trying to help you into without a club is actually better, because then your body actually gets into it. Once we get that club in our hand, we're like, kill, or, you know, our body does whatever we need to do to hit the ball, right?
Yes. I have a weapon. Yes. I must use my weapon.
Right.
Okay. So what is, you know, cardiogolf.com? Is that where I go to get all
cardiogolf.com? of... Cardiogolf.com, right. I have equipment. I have a subscription. If you go there, you can start a free trial. And if you don't know what to practice, I will show you what to practice. Simply go to the Monday workout, and I'll show you how to warm up. I'll show you how to do swing drills. If you're maybe you're playing golf, you want to do a post-round stretch. The recovery after golf is really important, so that we recover faster so we can get playing the next day and we're not sore. I show you drills, swing exercises. If you want to do some cardio, I do some cardio workouts. And think about it. You know, you need to build a little bit of endurance to play for 4 or 5 hours. Never hurt anybody to do some cardio. It's low impact, and it's for different levels, so I'm not going to make you run laps around the golf course or anything. It's appropriate for your fitness level. Power is another big thing. Flexibility. I have flexibility workouts. It's all specific for golf. So if you're a golfer, you know you need to exercise anyway for better health. So let's work on our game at the same time.
Oh, see, that's perfect. Because, yes, I can. I'm working on my game. I'm not exercising. You know, for people who have an aversion right, you know. To that whole idea, you know, I'm working on my game. It's cardiogolf.com. Okay, I couldn't help but go to your Twitter page, and I was looking at some of the pictures that you posted. Only at Pinehurst can you roll out of bed onto the golf course.
I was staying at Pine Needles. A fabulous resort founded by the great LPGA player Peggy Kirkbell and her family. And I was in a cabin that had a tee box outside. So literally, like, you were like 2 steps out of bed and you were on the tee box to hit drive. It was awesome.
Yeah, it looks awesome. And it looks really, I know, away from everything. The view is wonderful. You walk out and it's like you're the only person for
miles.
Oh,
I was the only person. It was amazing. Yeah, the other picture, I don't know if you saw, is only in Pinehurst can you buy golf accessories at the grocery store. I went to the grocery store and to pick up some bottled water, and they have golf balls, tees, golf gloves. They have like anything related to golf, because they have so many golfers in Pinehurst and people traveling to visit there. It was crazy. I was like, and the golf store, you can buy golf balls.
You know, I think some of their grocery stores, like in Kaanapali, should hear this. What to stock? Okay. Now, it must have been chilly. Was it cold?
Yeah. Well, actually, North Carolina is very weird weather. I mean, it might be 32 degrees or 27 degrees and snowing on Monday, and by Friday it might be 74 degrees. So in the morning it might be a little chilly. You need to have like a pullover, and by the afternoon you better have some shorts to change into, because you're going to be hot.
Wow.
So it was chilly, but then it gets warm.
and
we have,
when I thought about the cold, I couldn't help but wonder, do you practice differently when it's cold?
You know, that's a good question. Well, so first of all, it's going to take you a little bit longer to warm up when you're cold. That's one thing. You want to dress in layers when you're practicing in the cold, because if you have one big jacket on, it might be hard to swing. So you have layers on, and then when you get warmed up, you can kind of peel the layers off and swing better. And the other thing to remember in the cold is the ball is not going to fly as far. And so you might have to hit a couple more clubs, depending on the cold. The other thing is, when it's cold, you'll get a little bit more feedback. If you're not hitting the ball super solid in the sweet spot, you might get that tingling all the way up to your hands when it's a little bit colder. So hitting the ball in cold weather will definitely give you some feedback if you're hitting it solid or not.
When you said that, it just I just had that feeling. Everything is a little bit chunkier, you know? It's like all the molecules have squeezed themselves together, and it's harder. The ball's harder. The club's harder.
Yeah, everything, yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is good to know.
It is a little different, but, you know, if you can handle the cold. What helps me stay warm is I like to get a little cover for my neck. And because then if you have that cold coming on your face, it's hard to kind of concentrate. And also, hand warmers are good. Put your hands in your pocket and get your hands warm a little bit.
Yes, and put them on
In Hawaii, you don't need hand warmers.
No, but put. Oh, you don't know. You know, it's been like 68 degrees at night here. We're just freezing.
Yeah, well, that's your cold. Yeah, right. Yes.
We are spoiled. Okay, and then the a couple of other things. And by the way, you can go to, it's K, wait a second. KPJ Golf. KPJ Golf. That's
Twitter. Twitter, right.
That's on Twitter. Okay.
So, yeah, my initials.
Yes, exactly. And you also had a photo of Scottie Scheffler and his foot action.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You guys got to go check that out. It is amazing. At the moment of impact, I can't even describe it. You have to go to Twitter and look it out. KPJ Golf. Like I'm trying to do it right now. Like his heels are not on the ground as he's hitting, and his toes are like pointing up to the sky, and his feet are crossed. He makes like the most spectacular move, and it's his way of really getting his lower body out of the way, and then using the ground to push off of. He's really using ground force reaction to get his power, and he does it consistently. I've videoed like three or four of his swings, even the one out of the bunker, the fairway bunker. He had the same foot movement, and it's just spectacular. You got to check it out.
Yeah, and then you hashtagged it, swing your swing your own swing. I think
right. Yeah.
Yes. Because that's not not for everyone.
His instructor is Randy Smith, who has taught a bunch of great guys, including Justin Leonard, and obviously Randy Smith, he recognized that, you know, you don't need to change that footwork. You know, maybe another instructor would have been like, no, you got to keep your feet more quiet through your thoughts.
Don't ruin him. He's Scottie Scheffler. Okay. And you know, I had to have you on the show. I mean, I always want you to be here because we have so much fun. But I've been talking about you. Other people are on the show. Oh, you know, Karen Palacios Jensen.
Yeah, this golf, as you know, is a small community. So we've had a couple of my friends on. I've been listening.
Yes, a couple of your friends.
And Kelly Hines, yeah.
Yes, it was really cool. It's like, yeah, I know Karen Palacios Jensen. Are you going to be at the Masters this year?
Yes, I will be. Yes, definitely.
I'm to go. So happy
to do
for
a
you.
There.
Yes.
And then as an LPGA teacher, they let us come and get a pass, and we get to go watch. So I'm so excited.
I would be too. I can't go this year. Oh, Karen Palacios Jensen, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. It's a pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, thanks. Anytime. I appreciate it, Danielle.
Okay. Aloha. Have a great one. Stay warm.
All right. Okay. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
We're going to come back after this. We're going to speak with another. She is a LPGA master instructor, just like Karen Palacios Jensen. She is a golf consultant to golfers and the golf industry. And she is a doctor. She's got a PhD, okay, in biomechanics and the anatomy. And she is an LPGA master instructor. And she has some interesting thoughts on Tiger Woods and what she's concerned about. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fashion,
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Breaking news. If you've ever wondered how to improve your home's looks at a reasonable price, a beautiful new Rainer garage door may be perfect for you. By investing in a Rainer door, you will have a strong, quiet door to enjoy now and increase your home's value should you sell. Now is the best time to order your new Rainer door with the gorgeous looks you've been seeing on other homes. Improve your home. Call 676-3667 or visit HawaiiDoor.com. That's HawaiiDoor.com.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com.
Ball set up sweetly in the bunker. I set myself comfortably into the sand, swing for under the ball, and it sails up onto the green and into the hole. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And Tiger Woods was wishing for that three times yesterday. Kiran Kanwar, program chair and faculty member of the golf department at Stanton University, PhD in kinesiology, biomechanics, her major, structural anatomy, minor, MS, nutrition and human performance, sports science and rehabilitation, BS in physics and math. She's also an LPGA master golf instructor, a columnist, Avid Golfer Magazine, and she's a member of the Golf Writers Association of America. Welcome into the clubhouse, Kiran.
Thank you so much for having me, Daniel.
Absolutely. And you can find her on Twitter at Your Golf Guru, Your Golf Guru. And you can also find her on her website, Your Golf Guru. I like that you have everything the same. Makes it so much easier. Okay. I'm really curious. With all you know about the body, the movement of the body, the biomechanics, the structural anatomy that you've studied and at PhD, what are you seeing when you watch Tiger Woods perform?
Yes, so I got access to a lot of video. I had friends take video on his first and second day at Riviera Country Club. He's playing after a long time, so obviously there'll be swing changes to match up with what his body cannot do. And you see that there's hardly any rotation in his lower body, which he said himself yesterday in an interview that he's not able to do much with his lower body. So it's his core muscles that give him his speed and power. He doesn't have much lower body rotation. He doesn't have any lift of his lead shoulder at impact, which is said to be the higher you lift it, the longer the lever arm you create from shoulder to club head and the more speed you can generate in the club. So he doesn't have that, and he doesn't have much weight shift, which is like less important. So given all that, he's done a fabulous job with saving his back, because what happens is when your two discs have been fused together, there's no movement there. But when you try to rotate from the whatever body you are able to move, that part of the spine now gets susceptible to injury. However, one movement that he's making is still very frightening, which is he's rotating like a X factor that we've all heard about for so long. He rotates his chest over a stable pelvis, and that creates a lot of load where the thorax and the thoracic and the lumbar spines meet. Those are designed very differently. They're designed to move in different directions. And when you create a load there, it can be injurious. And he says himself that I'm scared about hurting my back. So what he does not yet know, I've spent 29 years researching this swing, that there is a very strong and powerful and far more consistent swing to be made just by using your upper body, because you have very big, strong, powerful muscles in the upper body. He's not, doesn't know how to harness them ideally, and very few people do, because I've spent 29 years researching that. I know how to harness the strong muscles of the chest and the back and the core muscles. He could do much better. If I were his instructor, I would have cut out all his excessive knee movement. It doesn't serve any purpose. And I would cut out that scary twist that he makes of his upper body, because that can also cause injury. And yes, he's done a lot of great things, which is giving him the ability to tease his buddies, Justin Thomas and Rory McIlroy, because he's hitting it further than them occasionally. But he may not have the accuracy with that distance that he should aim for, and he could be susceptible to injury, both of those. And you can have a look at his strokes gained from the past few days. You can see that his putting is practically the same on both days. One day he had 2 under, one day he had 3 over. In strokes gained, one thing we don't know is whether the player we are looking at is better than the rest of the field, or the other rest of the field did not perform to what they had the previous day. So that's a little bit of a conundrum. So there's so much you can get from strokes gained, but you also need to look at the person's swing, understand the joint mechanics, and understand what is going on to understand both performance and consistency, and sorry, both performance and injury potential.
Wow. That is, thank goodness that you've studied this, and I sure wish that he would, you know, hear you. And I'm sure, you know, it's hard to get into his inner circle. But what is the parts that are so, could be damaged, and what would be the consequence of that injury?
See, at his age, any injury is problematic, because you lay off again for so many months on end or years on end. Not only that, you, everybody else is practicing so much more in that time that you lose.
Right.
Plus, he is now currently, okay, he's practicing obviously very hard at home. He knows his limitations very well. That's amazing that he knows so much about his body. But he is not able to put in the reps needed, and especially the competitive reps, to see how he's faring against other people. That's as important, because your mental state of mind depends on that, and your confidence level depends on playing in competition. But if he had the easier movement that I've developed over many years of research, he really would do so much better and have much more confidence, be able to play more often and check out where he stands compared to his opposition.
Yeah, I was just thinking of the, when you talked about the thorax, what part, what they do, they move in different ways.
Yeah, so the thorax is your chest, where your rib cage is. Those are the thoracic spine, the part of the spine that's connecting to your rib cage. That part is designed for rotation, but, and so he is rotating that part efficiently, but the lumbar spine is not designed for rotation.
Oh.
And where the two designs meet at what we call the thoracolumbar junction, the design of the vertebrae is changing, so they are not as capable in the region where the lowest thoracic and the highest lumbar vertebrae are. And as the lowest of his lumbar vertebrae already have the damage, now the damage tends to creep upwards, where you're making the movements that are bad for the body. So he really should not have all that rotation that he has. And there is research that shows that all you need is a little pulse of force just before impact with your obliques, your big core muscles in the front. So why are you making all this rotation if all that golfers use, really use to create the force, is a little pulse just before impact?
Wow.
It's all excessive, it's all unnecessary, but nobody has done enough research to understand what is the bare minimum that must happen in a golf swing. We tend to go maximal and do move as much as possible. Look at the long drivers, all of them. Just too much movement, and none of it has been validated with research.
But yours has, because you've done the research.
Yes, I've done 29 years of research, not all of it published. And plus, I have the experience from having been a golf instructor for 34 years.
Right.
So you could do a lot of research, but it could just be theoretical and not apply to a human golfer. But when you also have the opportunity to teach so many golfers over the years, you know that this works and this does not work.
Interesting. Wow. That's fantastic. I've learned so much just in this That's really fascinating.
So all I'm missing, the only piece of the puzzle that's missing is my networking skills, because all his former pros have been referred to him by someone or the other. And as I don't have any network apart from Daniel Tucker, that's the one piece I'm missing to get, as you say, with his very tightly woven, close-knit team, it's very difficult to get a foot in the door unless someone introduces you to that.
Absolutely. I understand. And you know, but you have helped me, because I have lower back issues, lumbar area issues. And knowing that if I just used my thoracic, then I could actually play golf.
You wouldn't use your thoracic by rotating it.
Yeah.
You would literally actually use a freer arms movement with a very still body. I teach a movement that has a very still head, thorax or torso and legs. Nothing moves because they are the central parts of the body. The brain doesn't have adequate resources to move them in sophisticated patterns. All you would do is be very free with the arms, very still with the body, and move the arms slightly inside so everything comes back together at the ball without a single thought in the downswing.
Yeah.
You would use your width of your arms literally to have your very powerful chest, pec muscles, and your back or lat muscles contract. And as they start your downswing, then your right side or trail side obliques also get pulled along, and everything produces the power that you need for your golfing without over moving the legs, the torso, or the head.
Fabulous. Now, let's talk about the short game.
Conference recording.
Ooh.
Stopped.
Sorry about that. That's a computer glitch. Let's talk a little bit about the putting, the bending over to putt or to practice putting. That is there any way, you know, that you can do that without hurting if you've got an injured back?
No, the bending over is always going to be problematic. It's one of the three main movements that causes that has been researched to cause pain in the golf swing: the forward bend, the side bend, and the excessive torso rotation. So you are going to get pain, but you have to be as upright as you can, get a longer putter, keep from bending forward so much, and also not to practice and hit putts after putts after putts. Just take a break, put your hands behind your back, and stretch your back out backwards. That will relieve the pain from the low back, but it's something that really is not as easy to control. But let's look at Tiger, for example. Perhaps the best part of his game over the last 2 days has been his putting. He had 27 putts on the first day and 28 putts on the second day. So he's obviously able to bend over. Of course, he has two fused discs, so that might be easier. There's less pain there. But yes, for an average golfer, you should find a longer putter and bend over less.
Yeah, great. And in fact, there I got this from you. There are key swing movements that can help all golfers. And you mentioned number one is stand as upright as your clubs will allow. Or get
exactly right.
Right, or get fitted for longer clubs if that's an option.
So, absolutely, 100%, yes.
Yeah, and the other one is tilt your right, if you're right-handed, ear very slightly towards your right shoulder. So you have a wonderful way for people to see what they can do. Where can we, is this all available at Your Golf Guru?
No, I have some old videos at minimalistgolfswing.com, but they're dated and there's too much information there. I haven't bothered. I'm waiting for the right time to make new video. But the only thing that you can get from yourgolfguru.com is to contact me through the contact button. And I only do in-person lessons because, to my mind, if you charge anyone, no matter how much or how little, they must get the best of your knowledge. And it doesn't happen so easily in group lessons or online. It's, to my mind,
your host has joined.
The only way to give someone a value for money lesson is in person.
Conference recording started.
Our computer is having a problem today. We're going to have a talk with her. Oh, my goodness. Okay, and I love how you said, as a senior female golfer myself, and hit the ball better than I did as a teenager. You do?
Yes, I do. And, of course, some part of it is the clubs. But 100% knowing how the body moves and being able to utilize what your body capabilities are with the least amount of movement. As you get older, you are not capable of all that sophisticated movement. Because as I always tell people, the brain does not allocate adequate resources for torso and leg and head motion. They are the central part of the body. And historically, as hunter-gatherers, we have not needed to make sophisticated twisting and bending and side bending movements of the torso. So we are not designed for sophisticated movements. The main movements we need are the legs to run away from someone trying to, some predator trying to attack us, and arms to collect, gather fruit and nuts and things from the trees. So based on our human design, we cannot really make sophisticated movements on a consistent basis. Yes, we can make sophisticated movements. Our motor control system will permit it to an extent, but consistency becomes the problem, and at the same time, injury.
That's amazing. You fascinate me. Now, if somebody wants to take a personal lesson with you, where would they find you?
Through my website, and then I could get in touch. I'm located in Los Angeles, California, and that's the only way. If it really matters for your golf game, that's the best way to get in touch.
You're in Los Angeles.
And if Tiger wants me, I'll go anywhere. It's the end of the world. But the only issue is he doesn't know about me, and I don't know how to get him to hear about, at least to get an opinion. And I have a very scientific evaluation, which would not just do your usual how many balls do you hit in regulation or this or that, but it would go through what level of pain do you have when you play, what level of pain do you have when you sit, when you stand, a very sports medicine come golfer level evaluation.
That's awesome. Kiran Kanwar, the program chair and faculty member, golf department, Stanton University. A PhD in kinesiology, biomechanics major, structural anatomy minor, MS in nutrition and human performance, sports science and rehabilitation, a BS in physics and math, an LPGA master golf instructor, columnist, avid golfer magazine, and a member of the Golf Writers Association of America. Are you going to be at Augusta for the Masters this year?
No, I'm not. I'm now, to quite an extent, a professor and chair of department, so I'm busy with school most of the time. And I don't believe in going to a course that is not welcoming to women, basically. That's my main answer.
Okay.
Although I have LPGA access and all of that, but I'm a little chary of going to a place that is not welcoming women with open arms.
Yes, I understand. Even though they do have the Augusta National for the women now, that hasn't moved you?
Yeah, absolutely. But is it lip service? Is any woman welcome? Is a woman like myself welcome to become a member if I so desired? That's the question I always ask.
Okay, it's membership. Absolutely understood. Kiran Kanwar, thanks so much for being inside the clubhouse with me. I always love talking with you.
Thank you so much for having me, Daniel, and you have a good day.
Yes, I'm going to edit this segment, and I'm going to put it on all my social media, and I'm going to tag it Tiger Woods. Okay, so, you know.
Please, God bless you, and you'll become famous when you do that, you and I together. I promise you.
Okay.
Thank you, Daniel.
I just want to.
You know, women don't BS as much. If we don't know something, we are scared to say we know it. So it really has taken a lot of due diligence for me to even say what I say with confidence.
Well, you have me convinced, you know, and your confidence oozes out of you, and your need to get this information into someone's hands who can use it is obvious. So you're, I mean, all of it says, I don't, you know, famous, meh. help people, I get that. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you, Daniel.
Aloha.
You,
we're going to come back, and Ron Cyrak is going to be in the clubhouse with us. And, of course, he followed Tiger Woods on the course for years when he was working the PGA Tour. And then he switched to the LPGA Tour. You know, I think it was when he got to caddy for Annika Sörenstam, although I think it was more him just being there. We'll have to ask him when he's with us. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
MD Restoration.
24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair.
Mold remediation.
Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now,
get MD cleaned.
And make it a little bit shorter. Here we go. Danielle's practicing. K-O-R-L, Y-N-I, Honolulu.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
What do you get for the person that has everything? We're proud to announce Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show logoed merchandise store is open. Just click the green button on our RadioGolfClub.com website to find an outstanding selection of golf club logoed items. Make an impact on the golf course with our range of clothing and accessories that ensure a smile with every package. Explore all golf styles from shirts, pants to jackets, and hats in your size and color. Visit Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club merchandise store today at RadioGolfClub.com. Fun at your fingertips with style.
Got to make this 30-foot putt. Checking the break, three fingers, quieting the mind. Where's my putter?
I'm holding it. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Thank you so much. Ho'olaulea Hawaii Golf Awards Ceremony, proudly presented by Friends of Hawaii Charities. And they were so generous to the Aloha Section PGA, presenting a marvelous check. Celebrating golf excellence in Hawaii, and it was all at the Japanese Cultural Center. I did not congratulate everyone who won an award, so I just wanted to go back and do that. The Dr. Richard Ho Spirit of the Game Award went to Dylan Junk, and congratulations. Hawaii State Women's Golf Association, the Volunteer of the Year, Gwen Omori, and the Golfer of the Year, Jeannie Pack, Hawaii Golf Course Superintendents Association, Superintendent of the Year, Chad Higaki, and the Lifetime Achievement Award for the Hawaii Golf Course Superintendents Association went to Curtis Kono. The Hawaii State Golf Association's Men's Amateur Player of the Year was Tyler Ogawa. The Senior Amateur of the Year, Mike Kawade. Women's Player of the Year, Rhea Nakao, and the Volunteer of the Year was Susan Church. We've also have the Player of the Year, the Omega Player of the Year, Hunter Larson, PGA, Big Island Golf. Just a wonderful group of people, and it was so much fun being there. The Aloha Section PGA Ho'okuleana Award went to Les Tamashiro, and the Aloha Section PGA Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame honoree this year is Brian Sasada, PGA. And congratulations to everyone. It was such a fine evening. I was so proud to be there. Thank you. We're going to come right back with Ron Syrak. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Iwale. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Breaking news.
If you've ever wondered how to improve your home's looks at a reasonable price, a beautiful new Rainer garage door may be perfect for you. By investing in a Rainer door, you will have a strong, quiet door to enjoy now and increase your home's value should you sell. Now is the best time to order your new Rainer door with the gorgeous looks you've been seeing on other homes. Improve your home. Call 676-3667 or visit HawaiiDoor.com. That's HawaiiDoor.com.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Only three parts to the golf swing: the backswing, the impact position, and follow through. So why is my head exploding? Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
All right, just a heads up for folks. Hawaii Island, the county civil defense message for Hawaii Island is warning that the flash flood warning for Kau, Puna, Hilo, and Hamakua that is still in effect, and Highway 11 in the Kawa Flats is still closed. So there's still torrential rain on that side. And also Hawaii Island, Pahoa bound lanes of Highway 130 from Keaau Pahoa Road area near the transfer station are open. So something's still happening. Other things are getting a little bit better. Ron Syrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America, Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award recipient, LPGA Media Excellence Award, and he knows his stuff, author of Vision 54 Trilogy with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nilsson. They had him go through the whole program before they were writing together. It includes Play Your Best Golf Now. Yes, he's in the clubhouse. Welcome in, Ron.
Aloha, Danielle. Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure speaking with you. And just wanted to start off your take on Tiger Woods. You mean I mentioned that you followed Tiger for many years before you transitioned to the LPGA. And I opined that it may have been because of your, caddying for Annika Sorenstam that one time. Is that what drew you in?
Well, it was actually what drew me in was playing in a pro-am with Annika and watching her hit every iron shot to 15 feet pin high. I said, holy moly, there's something special going on here.
Yes, indeed. So, but, you know, we were all like, wow, he's playing. I mean, it was unusual. And then we watched and the first round was like amazing. And give me your thoughts.
Well, first of all, I mean, Tiger's ability to just thrill us is just, you know, it never really lets us down, you know. Just having him come back was interesting enough. And then to have him finish that first round, birdie, was just, you know, that was pure Tiger-like. You know, look, what we're going to see, and we saw it last year when he would play and he'd make the cut and then he'd fade on the weekend. To build up physical stamina and the mental resiliency to stay focused for four straight days, it's going to be hard for him to do. You know, it's you don't get your game legs unless you play game situations. So it's hard to see him getting better unless he gets out there more. I think if he's going to be serious about playing the Masters this year, he's going to need to play at least one more PGA Tour event between here and now, because that's the only way he's going to build up both his physical stamina and his mental focus.
You know, the fact that you brought that up, being able to concentrate and stay present 4 days in a row while your body is getting tired over those four days, that is probably the most stressful part of the whole operation.
I think it's one of the things that a lot of fans underappreciate about the demands of competitive golf. you know, first off, stroke play is exhausting competition because you can't fall asleep for one shot. You know, that could cost you, as opposed to match play where you lose a hole, you lose a hole. But to stay that mentally engaged for four consecutive days is a physical grind. And particularly when, you know, he's playing on a battered body, and he's playing in a body that, you know, I'm sure when he's playing golf back in Florida at home, he's riding in a cart. So, you know, you got to build up that leg strength mm-hmm. to be out there. And, mm-hmm. and then you got to build up the focus and the concentration.
Did you ever think that we would have, I'm not switching gears, but kind of switching gears here. It's still Tiger, but we've had all these gates lately. You know, there was, locker gates, and there was this gates, and now we have tampon gates. Tell me your take. You follow Tiger. You kind of know from being around him a lot. Is this just regular kind of juvenile Tiger Woods?
Well, you know, it shows something that we shouldn't be surprised to find out, which is that inside every 47-year-old man is a 17-year-old, is the maturity of a 17-year-old, you know. And
yes.
And that's pretty much what we saw there. I think it was just, you know, it was a childish, silly little joke between them. And hey, look, if we weren't living in the media age that we're living in now, nobody would have known about what went on except the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
But because everything is televised now, particularly if you're Tiger Woods, and then everybody can screen grab everything and blow it up enormously, and you find out what's going on. But it was just a silly, immature thing on his part, and I think that he's sort of said that. I don't think he deserved to be beaten up as much as some people are beating him up on. But as I said, women mature before men, and we never catch up to them.
Yeah.
They always remain more mature than we are.
Oh dear, it's true. Yeah, I thank you for that. Riviera's ups and downs must be challenging on the legs, in particular. You know, that's what I'm thinking. That with it, and just watching him, it was so exciting. And then to have those, you know, three bogeys in four holes at the end was just so different. It'll be interesting to see how he develops his physical and his mental game as this goes on. And which golf tournament do you think would be the best one for him to play before the Masters?
Well, between now and the Masters, the golf course at which he's had the most success is Bay Hill, the Arnold Palmer Invitational.
Oh, yes.
You know, he's won eight times there. So that would be where he would feel the most comfortable. We've got the Players' Championship at TPC Sawgrass, which is all he's won there, but it's not been a golf course that he's done really, really well on. And it's a golf course that if you're not hitting the driver very real, perfectly, it could beat up on you. So I would say Bay Hill is probably the most likely case in there. That's 2 weeks down the road. So we would find out by next Friday, I guess, whether or not he's going to be in that event.
Yeah, when you said that, I saw the picture of Tiger standing next to Arnold Palmer with his arm around him and the two of them laughing. Do you remember that picture?
And I do.
And yeah. It's like, I wonder what was said to make them both laugh so much.
There are two people right there who have a lot of a 17-year-old in them, believe me.
So, there you go.
So there was something said between the two of them that we probably don't want to know.
And we'll just leave it right there.
Yep.
Yeah, so, the Champions Tour, the LET Tour, the DP World Tour, the PGA Tour, they're all like in full swing. And I feel like we haven't seen the LPGA in forever. And I was looking back and thinking, yeah, it was what we saw them in January for once, and now it's almost March.
It's an odd start to the season. You know, they had the Tournament of Champions in Florida in January, mid-January, and there were only 29 players in that field. And then they're 4 weeks off, and now it goes to Thailand and Singapore. Those are both limited field events. They were supposed to do China also. That's been canceled for COVID reasons. So we're really not going to get the first full field LPGA event until the last week of March at the Drive-On Championship in Arizona. But coming up now in Thailand, there's going to be 9 of the top 10 players in the world. 5 of them didn't play in that season opening event, including Lydia Ko. So they're making their season debut in Thailand. But it is a weird stop and start beginning of the season. But then once it gets going with that drive on in late March, it's pretty relentless. And at one point, beginning in the last week of June, they have 4 major championships in 7 weeks.
Wow. So yes.
It gets, you know, if somebody gets hot at the right time, they could win a bunch of majors and a whole lot of money in a very short period of time.
Yeah, I'm scrolling through the season and it's like, you know, every week, July is also every week, you know, it's so they're definitely busy. It's just like, when are we going to see the ladies? And I'm looking forward to it. They're also changing the cut system. Can you explain what's happening with the LPGA and the changes, the new regulations?
Yeah, it was it used to be 70 players and ties to the 70th spot make the cut for the weekend. They've cut that down to 65 and ties. And the thinking here is, the fewer number of players that you have make the cut. And if you have 70 in ties make the cut, you know, that could mean 80 players make the cut, you know, if you have a 10-way tie for that last spot. So if you get a smaller number make the cut, then that increases the chances that on Saturday and Sunday you can have you can go off twosomes on one tee, the first, you know, just number one, rather than threesomes on two tees, which would speed up pace of play on the weekend, playing in twosomes rather than threesomes.
Yeah.
So the whole idea is if we can have fewer players make the cut, then we can speed up play on the weekend.
Okay, but it's only 5. Isn't that something that it would make such a big difference?
Well, you know, like I said, you know, it's.
But yesterday,
at the LA Open, you know, Tiger Woods finished at +1. He was outside the cut number when he finished it. But eventually it made it in because there ended up being about an 8 or 9 way tie for that last spot. And he got in on that. You know, I was at a U.S. Open in 1996 in Oakland Hills in Detroit when 106 players made the cut.
What? You know?
Yes. Yep. So that, you know, it does reducing it by 5 players, can mean a difference of 15 players making the cut.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely, because there could be a tie on third. And
right.
But and I was thinking, how could they not have finished their rounds of golf? A lot of people were saying, you know, what's wrong with these people? It's not a good look. And how come they didn't finish on Thursday? Why didn't they finish on Friday? Can't they speed up play at Riviera? I don't know. I was told that maybe it was just because the golf course is the way it is and there's places that are, you know, end up being bottlenecks. What are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, there are places that end up being bottlenecks. There's a drivable par four there, number 10. And so that there's a bottleneck there. There's the par fives are pretty much, if you drive it into the fairway, all reachable in 2. That creates bottlenecks there. But the other thing that I noticed at Riviera is the greens are really, really firm and fast. So there's a lot of good shots into greens that roll through the greens. And so now you've got players having to make an up and down to very fast greens. And that slows up play, too. And so, you know, I think the course conditions with the firm greens have a lot to do with it. And as I said, the fact that all the par fives and one of the par fours are reachable creates some sort of natural bottlenecks in the process.
Yeah, and so are we saying that, you know, when something like the speed of the greens and all the challenges, you want to stop and think about it a little bit longer?
Yeah, I think anytime you get conditions like firm, fast greens or wind, you get wind blowing in there, all that slows down pace of play because it puts more data has got to be fed into your mental computer, as you're trying to decide how to play your shot. And we are in such an analytics age right now. You hear some of the conversations between caddies and players out there, and sometimes you want to say, really? Does like 1 yard matter to you guys? But these they're good enough that 1 yard does matter to them.
There you go. That is definitely it. Now, I can't be at the Golf Writers Association meeting at Augusta, because it would, I loved walking that golf course. I was alone. I just walked it. It was so, just a feeling that overcomes you. It's unlike anything I'd experienced, although I kind of expected something, but I didn't have that in mind. So besides all that, I was asking Ron if he was going to be at the Golf Writers Association meeting this year, and he didn't feel like making that drive, which from the Cape all the way down is quite a drive. So I told Ron that, my son is going to be transferred to Georgia and close to Augusta, he says. And I asked, what army outpost is there? What is there? And he said that there's the reason why it's Arnie's Army, and it has nothing to do with fans. Tell us that story.
Yeah, Fort Gordon is near Augusta. And when the Masters first started to become sort of a big deal, and Arnold was a big part of making it a big deal. He first won there in 1958, and TV was just discovering live sports at that point. And they used to bring in soldiers from Fort Gordon to man the scoreboards around the golf course and put up the scores there. And the troops all loved Arnold Palmer, and he won it in 58, 60, 62, and 64. So he was always on the leaderboard. So they would be on these leaderboards and they'd be cheering for Arnold. And so, it became known as Arnie's Army. And then it got carried over to mean essentially all of his fans. All of his fans got lumped into being Arnie's Army. But Arnie's Army really started with those soldiers from Fort Gordon.
That is amazing. And I can kind of see them. I think I've seen a picture of them hanging on the scoreboard and cheering. Oh, so so nice to talk to you. Ron Syrak, thank you for being inside the clubhouse with me.
Aloha, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Aloha. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Aloha Power Equipment. And they've got what you need at their Evilay store on Alakava, at their Waipahu store in Waipahu. It's Aloha Power Equipment, and they got a huge delivery. Honda mowers and blowers and weed whackers and generators, and they're all in store. And by the way, if you want something completely different than a Honda manufactured item, they have all of the manufacturers, their own little segment of the store, and you just walk in, you look, see the big sign, and you can just go right to that place. The largest selection of power equipment from all the major manufacturers. They put power at your fingertips. Cyber attacks. Cyber security is so vital now. CyPack for cyber security for your company, your nonprofit, any organization that puts their privacy and your security first. CyPack. An elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Online, CyPack.com, 808-861-9595, 861-9595. Rainer Doors, ever heard of a two-for-one? Right. Well, improve your home's look at a reasonable price and keep the cost. Well, you'll get it back. You'll recoup it if you decide to sell. If you don't want to sell your house, you just want to improve the look, that's a Rainer door. No worries. Your new Rainer door is going to keep your car clean, your golf clubs and your tools safe, and a whole lot more. So you got to call Mr. Rainer at 808-676-3667. That's 676-3667. We are honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. The best way to get good at this game of golf is to learn from a PGA. They've spent a lot of time learning a lot whether it's about the swing or the biomechanics. It's PGA, Aloha Section PGA, and it takes time, a lot of time to become a good one, and they all are because it takes a lot to pass the course. Call the Aloha Section PGA. It's 593-2230. They can tell you where you can find a PGA near you. And MD Restoration, you know, for the floods that come upon us right about now, if something's happened to your home inside, call MD Restoration right away. The number is 528-3434. They'll do spring cleaning, too, if you've been spared. That's 528-3434. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.